Show.
What is up, everybody? Episode 173 of the 580 Show. We have a guest with us this week. The new pro, new middleweight pro, Strongman Corporation pro, Chris Otero.
Give it up.
What is up, Chris?
Man, like, I'm just happy to be on the podcast, guys. Like, this is like a dream come true for me. Like,
Long-time fan here.
Yeah, no, I've been listening since I think Andrew Clayton won Clash, if we're allowed to say Clash anymore.
Sure.
So, yeah, once he posted that, I saw the podcast, and I was like, hey, this actually seems interesting. Wait, these guys cover amateur strongman. Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
For a while there, you guys were actually kind of my like gateway to figuring out what were the big shows and what was kind of going on in the scene.
Really?
Yeah, I just didn't know what was going on most of the time. I was like, you know, like Strongman Corp used to be like my peak for like everything. I was like, oh yeah, no, once you win nationals, you're in it. And then the next two things were either doing the Arnold or doing what's the other big one? Oh yeah, America's Strongest Man. Those are like the two like shows where I was like, oh yeah, no, you definitely made it when you hit like those.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, just lacking the knowledge. It was kind of funny too, because like even at my like home gym, because I didn't know about any of the other organizations like OSG or Clash Pro Strongman League, now that they've like rebranded. And like, it's funny, he brought up this like thing. He was like, do you know about OSG? I was like, no, I don't know about OSG. And like showed the weights for it back in 2022. And I was like, this all seems reasonable, except for the overhead. That circus dumbbell ladder seems insane, but everything else, totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're definitely pumped to have you on the show, man. This, to give the listeners a little background, this kind of stemmed from the Olympic City Pro-Am because Chris and I both competed. Not to put the cart before the horse, but Chris won the middleweight show. We mentioned it last week, which won him his pro card, which is really exciting. So I kind of want to do, like, how did you feel at the show and, like, what were your emotions like going through each of the events? And then I want to kind of go through like your background too, and like when you started, and what progressions you made through like the amateur scene, and then probably like what's coming up now that you've won your pro card, like what are your plans from there? So.
No, that sounds solid. Also, like, not to pat these guys on the back too hard, but please like approach them if you ever see them in person. They're really, really nice and kind. Like no joke, like I was like, Frawley, it's great to meet you, man, sorry I didn't like see you at nationals. And he was like, dude, whatever you need, just let me know, I got your back. And I'm like,
I'll help anybody I can, man, you know.
No, it's definitely appreciated. But yeah, no, the Olympic City Pro-Am, like, I was kind of on the same mentality I think you and the Beefy Boys were on, where I was like, no, I'm just coming out here to have fun, guys. Like, I'm not planning on doing anything great here. Like, I'm just gonna show up. And actually, I had two goals and I failed them both for the show. The two goals were,
to
max out on deadlift and to win the yoke.
Okay.
So I did not max out on deadlift. I asked the judges. I was like, hey, can I maybe go up a little bit more? And they're like, you already won, buddy. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So they didn't let you go for your max out, huh?
No, but that was totally fine. And it was like a good thing to do too. They were like, you got a shot at winning this. Don't count yourself out. Like, save your energy for the yoke and the farmers, which it probably did help. It probably did. But
I mean, I'm pretty sure you have the hex bar record now, don't you? Trap bar record for Strongman Corp?
Maybe. There's a good chance of it. Well,
I thought I saw it on the website the other day when I was looking at records.
I don't know. Did they have records posted for this stuff? I thought it was just kind of like all word of mouth where it's like, yeah, no, that guy did a good lift every once in a while.
So what was your top deadlift at the Olympic City?
It was 745.
745. Wow. Okay. So you hit that and you knew you had more to go.
That's
great.
Yeah, I was planning on opening it at like 725, but I chose to kind of play the game with everyone else because I think Jack got second place. And forgive me if I didn't like cover anyone else, because I guess to go back and to actually just like go into like the pre-show and everything else when it came into like Olympic City, like going into weigh-ins, I was so hyped on the show. I was like, man, like I went up to Brando and Linda and I was like, guys, thank you so much for putting on the show. I'm really grateful that there's like a heavy show in the Southwest. It feels like it's just been lacking for so long, but also I'm kind of bad at finding information. I'll admit that. But I saw the show and I was like, man, this is great. It's within like driving distance for once, 6 hour drive, but within
Sure.
distance. And went up and I was like, oh yeah, no, thanks. I'm so excited. Like, there's finally a show where I can go to, lose, and be happy.
That's a
And
great
everyone just
mentality.
like turned at me and they're like, why are you coming to lose? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, well, it's just fun. Like, it's just
Yeah.
fun to like push yourself and to have like a full max out.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got there day of the show. Everyone was like warming up, doing all the stuff. And I'll say I didn't think the warm up was all that great, but also experience for like how fast these shows can run and what's going on.
Sure.
I noticed that all the large lads, the super heavyweights, were like warming up, and I'm like, guys, the log's already like 3:30 for the warm up section. Can we drop it down a little bit?
Yeah.
When
Yeah.
they were like pushing it up, and I ended up just going through the women's locks to like get some practice.
Okay.
And I think they said we'd have like 15 minutes, and I guess 15 minutes is a lot faster than you think it is.
Yeah.
And again, this is on me. I'm not like blaming them at all, because they put on a great show. So we went up. I like got up to like 220, and our opening log was like 290. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're sending it. I'm like second in line. We're going. Got through the first log pretty easily. Super happy about that, just in general, because that was a PR. And like training for logs for the whole show was insane. Just the amount of like pushing and stuff like
So you
that.
hitting the first log would be a PR for was a PR for you.
That was a competition PR.
Wow, okay.
Outside the gym, my PR was 3:20, but
Okay.
like legitimately, that was like 3 months prior to the 3 months prior to hitting the 3:20 log, I had just hit like 300 in training. Like, literally put on like 5 pounds a month.
Yeah.
And when you're at the like kind of expert top level, that's like insane progress. Like, I just could
Sure.
not be more grateful for the opportunity to push. I'll admit that came with a little bit of difficulties, just because I don't think bodies are supposed to be pushed that hard when you've gotten this deep into the sport. But hey, we made it. Things are
Yeah, okay.
great. We're
Yeah.
pushing
Yeah, prove them
and
wrong.
we're doing good stuff. And I got through the first log. That one felt pretty easy. Like, could jerk that for days. And then the second log, because I didn't know how it was for the heavyweights, but going up to the second log, I was like, oh no, these handles are super narrow and the camera's not going to capture it, but I got really long arms.
Yeah.
So, disadvantage for overhead, like permanently.
For
But
sure.
we try to work around it, which is why I'm a split jerking guy. But yeah, I had it. The weight felt like it was there. I could have done it on the day. Handles were too close together for me to get it.
Okay.
And you know what? That's on me. Everyone had
Yeah.
the same implements.
I
Geez, I
remember
can't.
talking to you before that event too. You were really hopeful to have a chance at the second log and thought if you had a good day that you could hit it. So when it's like that, it's always waiting until the event happens to like it's okay, we're gonna find out whether or not I can do it today, right?
Yeah. I was gonna say,
So
Hoffman and Jack Turner both hit the first log, or the first two logs,
the first two.
and everyone else hit that first log. So just hitting that first log was like enough for me to not fall insanely behind, which is like one of the things
That's
that saved
great.
me for the show.
Yeah.
So I'll admit, not my best day, not my best thing, but it was there. Just leverages, everything else, positioning. Like, I'll admit it's something I either need to get stronger at or better technique, because like split jerking, if anyone ever does choose to like take it to the highest level, it's so finicky. Like, it's just like, okay, either you get it in the perfect spot and it flies like nothing, or all of a sudden you feel like you've got the weight on the world in your chest and it's just not going anywhere.
Sure. And ultimately, when we go to a competition, that's what we're comparing, right? Like, we can do all the perfect things in the gym, but you go to the competition so that everybody has the same variables they're trying to control. So, it definitely makes it more challenging, right? And that's part of the excitement of competing is those variables. So, it's a great point.
Yeah, no, and it was, again, it's a lot of fun to do like competition day kind of type stuff, because there's just so much more hype with the crowd and your
Right.
fellow competitors and that like camaraderie, whatever that
Camaraderie.
word is.
Camaraderie. Yeah,
Yeah,
camaraderie.
just
Yeah.
that brotherly love between like
Yeah.
everyone. Like, it's
Yeah.
just so much fun to be there. But got through the first two logs, and then that third log, I really wish I had the chance because it was a wooden log and the handles were so narrow that I was like, if I get this up, it's gonna fly. I know it for sure. Like just touching it like in warm-ups. I didn't like pick it up or anything like that. Just kind of grabbed the handles, jostled it a little bit, and was like, yeah, no, it's probably there if I can get to it. Just because
Sure.
there's on well, I built a wooden log in my own house, and the handles are like narrow and small enough to where like you only can shoot it one way. Like there's no like ambiguity between where you put your hands on the handles and all that other stuff when you're trying to get like into the technical specificity of lifting. So I was like,
Sure.
it's gonna fly if I get to
Yeah.
it. But I
Wow.
didn't. That's fine. I'm still satisfied with just hitting 290 because that's a new competition PR.
That's
Yeah,
great. That's huge.
yeah
Yeah,
no,
that's great.
PRs are the things that we're always shooting for and super happy.
Absolutely.
And it feels nice to say, yeah, no, a 290 log was tied for second place.
Yeah, for sure. So we kind of touched on the deadlift. You won the deadlift event, which is fantastic. You are a good deadlifter. Dante, did you happen to find the record for the trap bar deadlift? Did
I did. He has it.
you? What was it?
904.
904
It
at the
seems
middleweight.
like everyone from Nationals got it. Their 175 class, the middleweights, and the super heavyweights, and then the woman too. Those are the
Okay.
only ones that are populated with records on Strongman
Sure.
Corporation.
Yeah, that
So
makes
we
sense.
know that Chris is definitely a big deadlifter, right?
Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's cool.
Yeah,
So,
I'll admit there's a small twinge of sadness because
yeah.
I'm like, I want to know what my max is.
Yeah,
Everyone
right.
else, like, this is like the equivalent of everyone asking, what's your bench? And I'm like,
What were you
we don't
thinking?
bench.
What do you think you would have liked to hit at that show?
Oh, 800 was there.
800?
Oh, you think so? Yeah,
Yeah, easily.
that's awesome. And I
So.
think that's fair to say because pulling the weights that you have pulled in the past, I think you have a pretty good feel for what you are capable of, right? So for you to say that, I'm pretty confident you would have been right. You're probably right, right? So you're not just throwing darts open, so.
Hopefully, I haven't just gotten like really good at like deadlifting for reps.
Yeah.
Like that's the hope that like when it comes time for that one rep max, it's there, but I haven't
Yeah.
tested it in so long. I
Sure.
just, enjoy competing. And a
Uh-huh.
lot of the times it's either you're deadlifting for reps or it's a max. And the smart thing to do is to not go all out,
Right.
to just
Right.
leave that like little bit in the tank.
For sure. So the next event was the yoke, right? And you said your goal for the show was to win the yoke. Why were you so hopeful to win the event going into the show? I mean, obviously you had a great prep for it, I assume.
Oh yeah, no, I had a great prep. Also, like there's two things I'm good at. That is deadlifting and moving really fast.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to like blow it out of the water as best as I could. I knew it was a heavy yoke. I was hoping to get somewhere around 10 or 11 seconds.
Wow.
So in prep time, the I had 8:20 on the yoke, and I got that in like 8.5 seconds.
Wow,
Because
dude.
so I was like, this is getting pretty close to like world class. Let's like show that we're world class in something that I don't think there's been a competition where middleweights have taken a 900-pound yoke. I could be
Sure.
wrong, but I don't think there has. So I was like, let's set the record straight and show what we can do. And after some accidental misloading like 2 weeks prior to, do the like kind of warm up press. Like, test comp kind of type stuff. I was like, let's just pick up 900. We misloaded it. It was like 930. Picked it up and I was
Oh,
like, okay, this is a little heavy. I'll be
wow.
slow out the gate, but we'll pick up speed like pretty quickly afterwards. It's just getting it
Sure.
set in. And then I'm not like too disappointed with it. Technically I was the fastest, not to take anything away from Damon, Mr. Curtis. At all. He had a really solid run and did not drop it, which is the thing that got him the win. I got a 2 second penalty for sliding it
Okay.
because gotta go fast, man. Like, there's
Yeah.
no going
Yeah.
slow in this sport. You
What was
gotta
your
go
time with
fast.
the penalty?
It was like 20. It was kind of funny.
22.3. I
Yeah,
have it pulled up.
22.3.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I can remember watching your run, and I was really impressed with the run. I mean, it was an awesome run. Your class was competitive, and it was actually like I didn't get to intimately watch because obviously I was worried about myself competing, but you had a good class. It was really competitive, and it was really exciting. So like I remember the yoke run being like an eye opener for me to be like, wow, like these guys were real close to each other, and it was really exciting.
Oh, that's
So.
good to hear. Yeah, I was gonna say it was one of those competitions where literally anyone won, and anyone could have been in any placing, and I would have been like, yeah, that's fine. That makes sense. Everyone did like as long as they like did their best, and that's the thing, everyone's just really good. I think there was at least out of our class of like eight, I want to say there was like four to six pros in that like whole like thing. So it was stacked. And even before that, there was like a class, I think some of the guys that dropped out, I don't remember who they are because the Iron Podium like dropped their names, but they were also like big names just doing like a little bit of scouting. Like I remember it was like, this is a big show. I'm gonna get fifth place. It's gonna be the best to get fifth. Like as long as I can win the deadlift and the yoke, those are the two things I want to do, and everything else, it's fine. I just want to like PR and do my best. But the level of competition was insane, just between like every single one of them. Also, throwing a little shade at Jack Turner, I was like, "Hey, buddy, like, bring it in. We're both going for like the yoke." And he's like, "I don't do hugs." And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Buzzkill. Oh, that's funny. What did you think of the Elite FTS yoke? Did you like it?
Okay, I didn't. This
You didn't?
is
That's fine.
my like personal like thing. It was it. I don't care about it being super long. It was that the bar was super thin. So, and this is where a lot of my time went. Instead of picking up speed like I normally do. So I usually set up my yoke to be super fast and just get that like light touch pick, use the weight to kind of like hold it onto your back and just gun it like out of the like gate. That's usually my plan going into like a yoke. This one, it just wasn't happening. The yoke was so thin that I was like, I should have set up again, knowledge is power. I don't think I would have changed it even if just because there's that little bit of ego lifter in me, just that little bit that like wants to like be
I
the
would have
like
never
do best
guessed
of the
that with
best.
your
Yeah,
Instagram tag being Chris
Instagram
Ego Lifts.
name. Just that little bit. But yeah, no, it would have been better to get like set the bar lower, get that like into that squat position, and then just take it like all the way rather than trying to like gun it like straight through with a high pick. And that was just because the bar was thin. I did touch it a little bit, like in the when we got to like pick our like yoke heights, but like even at that, when you're like warming up with the like Titan and Rogue,
Little
you
bit
know,
different.
yokes, you definitely feel the difference and like kind of getting that like preconditioning. But when the whistle blows, you
It doesn't
go.
matter. You got to go, right?
Yeah.
For sure. I agree with that.
But the
How
thing
did
that
you
was
do on
super
the
hard of
farmers? What was that?
Just to kind of like go into that. So the thing, like you were saying earlier, I wish I could have paid more attention to the heavyweights too. The show was so fast. Like, I don't.
I mean, we went from one event to the next, and it was the okay, you're done with this event, go get warmed up because we're starting, right? Like, there was no time, there was no in between time to really check out. I mean, very towards the end, it kind of slowed a little bit, but
Yeah, that's because we were going one at a time with the stones. And that was the only thing that slowed it down. And even at that, they were like, okay, you did your thing. Go. Hey, you did your thing. Go.
Which that's okay. I mean, I'm okay with that. I don't want to be around forever, right? I don't want to sit around for 12-hour days, but
I'm
yeah,
a
you're
social
right.
butterfly, man. I like the like 12-hour days. I don't mind it that bad, especially to get like a snack or anything like that. Especially because like I only got to like really talk to, I think Gabe Pena was the only one that I really got to talk to from the heavyweights because I was hanging out with like the middleweights. I almost made the same mistake they did calling us lightweights, but the thing that isn't heavyweights, lightweight,
I mean,
right?
considering the show, you guys were the lightweights technically.
Lighter, how about that?
Yeah, lighter weights, but yeah, no,
Lighter,
like the heavyweights had some like really just strong personalities that I wish I could have talked to. Like just hearing some of the stuff Mark Sanchez was just kind of saying, it was just like I was like, man, I wish I could have talked to you just for like 5 minutes, but
For
we just
sure.
got on from one to the next thing. So this goes back into the whole like the yoke into the farmers was like one of the fastest transitions I think I've like seen at a show
It was quick.
where
Yeah, I
we
think
were.
what Gabe said on his Instagram post that he had the mishap on the yoke where he picked it and he lost, I'd say he lost consciousness for at least a couple seconds. And then within 15 minutes he was running as farmers.
Yeah, no, it was
So
like 10 minutes at most
yeah,
to like get
was
warmed up,
fast.
get into the thing and go, which I remember for the middleweights, they were like, Yo, 315 per hand, that's lightweight. How dare you like sign lightweight was kind of like some of the things I was getting from the emails from just the like pre-setup. And I even thought like, you know, it was like 315 seems reasonable, especially if we're going for speed, so that seems fine. But
Sure.
with how fast that transition was, I was so glad it was 315
Well,
because
you also have the load of the show. I mean, pulling a max deadlift and doing a 900-pound yoke prior to makes that much more challenging, right? Because when you're training, you're probably a little bit more fresh than you are at the show. But when that's the fourth event, I mean, that's a lot to ask, especially with the quick turnaround to your point too.
yeah,
So,
so
yeah.
it was insane, and the Farmers is probably the thing that I'm the most proud of from that show.
Okay.
I don't think the live stream quite picked it up, but when I was going like for the Farmers carry again, same thing. Like this was a like Jack, Damon, and I, like the three of us were like first, second, third, first, second, third, first, second, third for every single event, like up until that point. So I was like, okay, let's just try to at least make it back. Because in training, I was having trouble picking the Farmers up and just getting it on the second half, like all the way through. And I was like, okay, they let us have unlimited picks. This is fine. Let's do our best. And I just gunned it out of the gate, like with everything I had left in my like can. Didn't care that the weights had slid like an extra like 5 feet behind the, or not 5 feet, but slid a lot further because we were told you only needed the tip to like go across the line.
Yes.
Just the tip, nothing
Just
more. But
specifically, that's what was said
I
in the whole
went,
meeting.
yeah, everyone was saying just the tip. And I was like, you know what? Forget the tip. I'm going all the way in. We're gonna go all the way back and we're gonna launch it. Just send it. So I was running on nothing but like adrenaline and sports drink
Sure.
and dropped the weights, went way over the line, picked them back up, and about halfway through the run, I like just ran out of gas. So I just started screaming. Just full lung, like full Sturker, just screaming like a berserker to like go all the way through and drop the weights. And I ended up getting the win by 2 seconds
Oh, you
on
did get the win on
the.
that event. Wow.
I did get the win on
Okay.
that one.
That's great.
And like afterwards, I just like got my breath, laid down on the ground because blood pressure was all over the place. And
Oh, yeah.
it was nice to just have the, you know, all this the volunteers just kind of be like, hey, you okay, buddy? And I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm good. This is normal. Just give me like 10 minutes to like sit down here, get the blood flowing all back to where it's supposed to be, and we'll be good.
So did you what this was a question and concern for us when we went there. Was the elevation a concern of yours?
No,
No?
I
Okay.
actually live at mile high elevation,
Oh,
so
you do? Okay.
yeah, it's
And
a
you live,
nice
where do you live
benefit.
again?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Pretty
So
far from
you're up.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah, no, super
Wow.
far. But
Okay,
I
so the
was
elevation wasn't as much of a factor for you. That's good.
no, it was great. It's one of
Okay.
those things where it is kind of, I don't know, people debate back and forth whether or not it's a benefit or it isn't,
Yes.
kind of type
Right.
thing.
Right.
A lot of my friends are nerds and they're like, did you know that you're actually lifting heavier weights? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, the gravity, the pull from gravity is like higher from where you're at the elevation. And I'm like, okay, but it's
Wow.
probably not enough to like make a difference. And we
Sure.
did the math. It
Yeah,
was
there's no
like
way.
0.000014 grams,
Wow.
the
Okay.
additional weight, whenever we lift.
That's cool
So
though.
even if you're lifting like 10,000 pounds, it's like so
Yeah.
insignificant. It doesn't make a difference, but technically lifting
Sure.
more if you're at a higher elevation, just
Right.
the smallest amount.
Okay, I never heard that. That's funny. That's really funny. I'm glad you said that. That's great.
But
So
yeah, no, the elevation kills like a lot of people here. Like not physically kills, but
I will say that I didn't necessarily notice it during the events. I would say after an event, getting my breath back took a little bit longer. That's what I would say. I don't
oh.
think I performed worse or better or anything like that because of it. I do think like getting my breath back did take an extra second though, for sure.
Yeah, no, it definitely is like, because I went to, where was it? The Air Force Academy. I
Okay.
actually went there for like a summer camp when I was in high school. And I remember because they flew in like everyone from all over the country, like all kinds of different high schoolers. And I still remember them being like, all right, guys, we're going to take the hill. And everyone's like, take the hill. And we started like bum rushing it up this hill. And like as soon as we got to the top, like half the people were like, elevation. Like in the middle of it. And I'm like, yeah, it seems right
That'll
for people
happen.
that aren't used to being up this high.
Right. So after Farmers, you were in first place going into the Stone Run?
No, I
No.
was in second.
Okay.
I was the underdog in this
Wow.
one-sided rivalry from Jack Turner, which
Sure.
just a little bit more background on that. To get my qualification for nationals last year, Strongman Corps Nationals, I had gone to a local show down in Arizona, and Jack Turner was in the heavyweight category, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm a middleweight pro. This is the top." Like, Jack just being his fairly stoic self, he was like, "Yeah, no, this is what the top level looks like." And I'm like, at the show, I was like, "Hey, Jack." Like on the events that we could kind of compare, like the truck pool, I was like, "Hey, Jack, can you beat this time? Can you compete with me? Because you and I are kind of just, no offense to anyone else, we were just at a higher level than everyone
Sure.
else." I was trying to poke him just for like that little bit of like
That
extra
friendly competition.
competition.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
So I had this one-sided rivalry with Jack Turner. He doesn't care. He doesn't know who I am. It's fine. But had that little bit of a rivalry temporarily, even going to the show, seeing his name, I was like, I gotta see how
Sure.
I compare against this guy, because he didn't go completely all out and I didn't at that like other show. But
Sure.
yeah, no, he was leading the whole time until we got into the last event, just
Okay.
because that log press, the
Separated.
point split on it was insane. Like, I'll admit, this is kind of a me winning the show. I know we already gave away the ending, but me winning the show is like a kind of one of those situations where like hard work meets opportunity kind of type things. Like, I got so lucky as far as like how the events were scored and what was done. Because they chose to not do split times, I got saved so hard,
Wow.
as far as
Okay.
points are concerned, because it was Mr. Hoffman and Mr. Turner. They were the two that were like that got like that tied for first place in that, and then everyone else split. So being able to like share all the points just made it so much easier and fun.
Sure. Sure.
But anyway, where were we at? Oh, okay, Farmers. So after the Farmers, I think we went into Stones, right?
Yeah, the stone run.
So yeah, that was the
Yep.
Stone Run, and that was a mistake on my part. I goofed a lot.
In what way?
So this is a learning opportunity kind of type thing where it was basically winner takes all at that point, except I needed to just get better than Jack to be able to
Okay.
win. Damon, I think, needed to beat both of us, and I needed to do worse than Jack in order for him to get the win. And in order for Jack and Damon to tie, I needed to get second place, and Damon needed to get first in the Stone Run. So, because I goofed, we ended up getting the super cool tiebreaker. And the reason I goofed is because I'm not used to perfectly round stones. Like, I'm used to that little tiny like lip on the bottom. So whenever I went to grab the stones, I just slapped it and it like rolled not halfway across the mat, but that's what it felt like, right? When you're like pressed for time and looking for it.
Sure.
But yeah, just like hit it just a little bit and it would roll, and I'm like, dang it, get back here, like I need to grab you, which is why I think I took longer on the first two stones than I did on the last two, just because once it was picked, it was good, but it was just getting that pick and getting it like up to the point. And I wasn't too terribly concerned about the stones for the most part, because I don't have a plat well I've got a yoke that I can load it over, but I don't have a platform to really put the stones on. So I just always triple extend all the way up to the chest whenever I'm lifting stones, and just launch it from like up here. So that 55-inch thing didn't really matter. Lifted,
There you
even the
go.
heaviest stones at that like super high level, just because
Sure.
if it's not a triple extension, that's not there. But
Right.
I'm glad my general speed is fast enough to like have finished. It was one of those things too where Damon and I were like so close in every event that he beat me in. It was like almost timer issue. I think it was 0.9 seconds on
Oh, wow.
the yoke, and then it
Okay.
was like 0.04 seconds on the stone run as well.
Was that close? Wow.
Yeah,
Wow,
so it
that's
was like a
awesome.
super tight race, and I'm just grateful that I got the opportunity to compete. Everyone there was insanely strong, And on top of like everyone just being insanely strong, like I just got so lucky with everything. And just to like kind of reiterate the point of like how tight this competition was, I didn't get less than second in any single event.
Wow.
Oh.
And it was that close. Wow.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
and I only won by 1 point after not, not getting worse than a runner up in any given event.
Right.
Like, I don't think I've
Yeah.
ever heard of any show being that close.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
And shout out to like everyone that was at the Olympic City. Like that was
For
a
sure.
really tight bunch of people and all
For
super
sure.
strong competitors.
I know.
So now, go ahead, Dante.
I filmed it. I wanted to go out and watch. I was trying to look at last minute tickets.
He was talking about it
It was
with
just too
me.
expensive.
Yeah.
No, it's super expensive. I was think I commented one of the last podcast episodes where I was like, how are you guys like getting all these shows next to you? Like, this is
Yeah,
insane.
we got lucky, man. We had Strongman Corporation Nationals here in Erie, so it's not very far 2 years
2 years in a row.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, and then OSG was in West Virginia, which is our neighboring state. And then the year before, Erie Nationals was in Virginia, which is only like a 5 or 6 hour drive. So it's just we've been really lucky with not having to travel very far for shows. So it's kind of funny that it worked out, But
Yeah, no, I'm on that like old school like strongman schedule where it's like local show, 6 hour drive, let's
yeah,
go.
right. So now that you won your pro card, I mean, what do you think's coming up next, man? Like, are you gonna look at Americas? Are you gonna be working on getting to OSG, or
So
what are you planning on now?
I'll go ahead and give the like full rundown of what my competition year was, 'cause I haven't changed my plan yet. I don't think it's going
Sure.
to change because of just travel being so expensive. Like, I kind of have to be picky. I get to get one big show a year, and that's kind of what I can afford as far as like flying and everything else is concerned. So right now the plan is there's a local show in my hometown that's called Lift for Lonnie, which is like a charity event kind of type thing, completely unsanctioned. Unless things have changed, I didn't double check it before the podcast just because work's been busy. All the like proceeds go to Crossroads for Women. So super excited to do that.
That's
That's
great.
just a fun show, a local show. I remember like I actually worked with the promoter, and this is completely by happenstance that we ended up like working at the same like place. Like it wasn't like she was like, hey, Chris, come work over here, kind of type thing. But I worked with the promoter and I was like, do you want me to be a volunteer or like a competitor? She's like, I've got so many volunteers, just show up and show them what the ceiling is of
Sure.
strongman. And I was like,
That's
yeah, I
cool.
could do that. So that's the next one that's planned. And then after that, the next one was OSG Southwest Regionals
Okay.
and
Derek
seeing
Owens show.
how Derek owns the show, which
Okay.
sad. So it's so overhead focused, but you know what? We don't get stronger by picking shows that we're just like good at, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
We only get better if we like push through
Amen.
it. So
We've talked about that before too. Yep.
I'll be going for that, even though I'll admit not my best chance, but you never know what'll happen. You
That's
got to keep
true.
pushing for it. So the next one after that was planned, I don't know the details of it. It's another like actually closer to local show, which is like an Oktoberfest kind of type thing down in New
Okay.
Mexico where like it's just nothing but open heavyweights and there's like just a big crowd and drinking and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, we can do this Highland Games style. We drink in the middle of the competition. This will be great. And just see how that goes. And
Sure.
that was kind of my plan, unless I got the qualifier for OSG and seeing how I
Sure.
stacked up. Because I'm gonna be honest, OSG is kind of like right now the worlds for like the middleweight kind of like category from my point of view. I could be wrong,
Nope, everybody agrees with that for the most
but
part.
I don't care. Even if I got like 30th, I'd be like, yeah, I'm 30th in the world, kind of type thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just fun to like have the title and to be there. I know everyone's always like, no, I gotta win, I gotta be top 10. And I'm like, guys, I'm just happy to show up. I'm
Yeah.
happy to lift. It's great. Everyone's strong. Like, let's just
Yeah.
have a great time.
Yeah, and if you're a middleweight and you're getting to PSL, actually, if you're a weight class athlete getting to PSL or OSG, you're doing an incredible job. So, I think that's an awesome goal for you, man. I have no doubt that you are capable of getting to OSG in Wisconsin this year. You came in as the underdog, right? Like, you're just a guy showing up trying to get better, and you win the whole show. So that wasn't even on your radar. You're just like, well, I'm gonna give it hell and see what happens. And you got the job done. So I like I said, I have no doubt that you can make it to OSG.
Great.
It's years of work culminating, right? All coming together, and it's finally starting to show for you. We're running out of time here, but
Shoot.
what I wanted to ask you though, and what I wanted to kind of wrap up with is, if for the people that are listening that are newer to strongman or that are chasing a pro card such as myself and Dante, what advice would you give to those people to be able to achieve that goal, right?
I have to give the not actually helpful answer, which is just make friends, talk to people, and just enjoy what you're doing. Be
Sure.
happy.
I love that advice.
I'm not trying to like throw shade at all or anything like that, but Damon and Jack, they took the competition so seriously. Like they were like really like invested, and that works for some people. I was there to lose. I was there to have fun. I was like, let's just see where the dice roll. Let's just push ourselves to the absolute limit and go for PRs. I wanted to see where I would land on everything, and that was more or less my goal for the whole like show, was to just do my absolute best. It happened to like get me the win by like
Sure.
pure chance, but I was just chasing myself. I wasn't necessarily like, oh yeah, no, I need to do better than this guy or anything like that. Like I was just having fun.
And I think that part gets missed a lot, right? I think that part gets missed where people are so hyper focused on, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. I'm not talking about anybody specifically, but I think some people just get wound so tight that they just lose the fun factor, and they put so much pressure on themselves that the reality of this is a hobby for most people, and me just going out there and having a good time, it gets lost, you know. So that's really good advice, man. I really appreciate it. Dante, any final closing thoughts here in the last few seconds we got?
No, Chris, I appreciate having you on. Josh missed a really good episode, so I'm sure we'll have to have you on again, or you
For
can pick your
sure.
brain a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, no, I'd love
Definitely.
to come back on. This has been a blast. I didn't even realize we were close to time. I was just
Yeah, I
totally
know.
having
I know,
fun.
dude. I know.
We're up against it, man, and I don't mean to cut you off, but we'll definitely have to have you on in the future. So, thanks for joining us, man. And again, congratulations on the pro card. Looking forward to your next show. So,
All right.
all right.
Thanks. It was
See you
nice being
guys.
on, guys.
Thanks,
See you guys.
Chris.
Later.